Good morning. My guest this morning is Suzanne Saucy from ArtStart. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Roland.
A Brush with Japan. This sounds like a wonderful event. Friday, May 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. So tell us all about it.
Well, this is a fundraiser for ArtStart. We are raising funds to replace a canvas canopy that covers the outdoor space where our artist apprentices work during our summer program. So there are a number of us who are Japanophiles. Some of us have lived in Japan. And as we were brainstorming about this event, we thought, well, let's put a Japanese twist to it. And so we came up with A Brush with Japan because one of the featured artists that evening is Mario Uribe, who is a Japanese brush painter.
Oh, and a wonderful one, too.
Yes, yes. And so we have also included a tea ceremony, a traditional tea ceremony, where we will serve several of the guests in the traditional manner. It's a very Zen ritual of people being very present to the appreciating the tea and the beauty in the room. It's a very subtle Japanese aesthetic that comes through in that.
I note also that there's sake tasting and sushi as well.
Absolutely.
What an embarrassment of riches.
Well, and we're the other embarrassment of riches is that we're being hosted by Walter Bick at his wonderful home in Bennett Valley.
That's so incredible.
I think it's going to be a very special event. Some of it will be inside. Some of it will take place outside. And we're looking forward to having some new people and old folks who've been supporters of ArtStart for quite some time.
Well, for those who like their events colored by music, there's also going to be shakuhachi music.
That's right. Elliot Collin, who is a pretty well-known shakuhachi musician in the Sonoma County, will be playing probably during the sake tasting as well as doing a solo performance towards the end.
Can you describe the instrument and how he plays it?
The shakuhachi is made of a piece of bamboo. And it originally was measured out by the shaku. Shaku is a dimension of length. And shaku is one shaku plus hachi is 8/10 of a shaku, hachi being 8 in Japanese. So shakuhachi is a very simple hollowed out bamboo flute. And it has traditionally been used in temple ceremonies. It's a very meditative instrument. And Elliot is very versatile with it. He plays traditional pieces as well as bringing in Chick Corea once in a while. But but actually, on Friday, we'll be sticking to traditional Japanese.
Right. Although Chick Corea is not all that far from traditional Japanese.
That's a good point.
So talk a little bit about ArtStart.
ArtStart is in its 18th year of operation. It's a nonprofit that serves youth from the ages of 15 to 21. And it was designed to be an apprenticeship program for young artists who aspire to be working artists and to show them what it takes to represent yourself when you're creating a commission for someone, how to present yourself, how to work through all the details of a project and deliver it. In our case, we focus a lot on community art because there is a call for that in the community. And it's a wonderful support that we support the community and the community support.
And it's really rare support for artists. It's not often that artists can get that kind of tutelage on approach to the community.
I think it's a very unique model that's worked out pretty well.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Suzanne. And let's tell people once again that this event is called A Brush with Japan. It's Friday, May 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the home of Walter Bick. For information and to purchase tickets online, you can go to artstart.us. Or for telephone information, 546-2345. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.